الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا. من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له. ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وما آتاكم الرسول فخذوه وما نهاكم عنه فانتهوا. صدق الله العظيم. سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقهوا قولي. دروش پلے Honorable brothers in Islam, mothers and sisters listening at home, inshallah, just to continue from where we had left off in the last session of Dars-e Hadith, Sayyidina Sulaiman alayhi salatu was salam had dispatched his letter to the Queen of Sana, or the Queen of Ma'arib, whose name is Bilqis. Now this letter was delivered by Hudhud, the hoopoe bird. Scholars have mentioned that the hoopoe bird came and delivered the letter. She was in her room. Now of course, this was something that intrigued her, that all of a sudden a letter is dropped to her. And immediately she opened the letter. And this letter was again very short, precise, to the point. And she was extremely confused. She had no background information of this man, Sulaiman alayhi salatu wassalam, who he is. But she knew that this letter was from Sulaiman alayhi salatu wassalam, because of course his name was there. And a very stern letter, innahu min Sulaiman. This letter comes to you from Sulaiman. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Alla ta'alu alayya wa'tuni muslimin. Don't rebel against me and come to me in submission. To the point, precise. Don't rebel against me and come to me in submission. She was scared, she didn't know what to do. And what she did immediately is that she sought advice from the Shura. She had this consultation board, a group of 313 members who were close to her at all times. And whatever she would do, she would first consult the Shura, the consultation members of 313 members. And so she put this letter in front of them and said, tell me, what is your opinion? What do you think we should do? That I have this letter and it's inviting me towards complete submission, wa'atuni muslimin, to become a Muslim. And so what do you think we should do? So the ministers that were there, they said to Bilqis, that Bilqis, we are powerful, we have strong fighters, we have a strong army, and if need be, we can fight this man Sulaiman, whoever he is, we'll fight him. But then what they said to her is, wal amru ilayki. But the final say is with you. Whatever you decide, we will accept. Whatever you decide, we will accept. Fanzuri mada ta'murin. And see what you decide. And whatever you say, we will do. Now, Bilqis was a very intelligent woman. Very intelligent woman. And she said to the people that, remember, innal muluk iza dakhalu qaryatan afsaduha. That when enemies enter, what they do is that they make the honorable ones into the dishonorable individuals. That people are disgraced when an army is to enter a kingdom. So she was very intelligent. And of course we see this in the world today. If you look at Afghanistan, a war-torn country, no infrastructure, nothing that's there. And if you look at Syria today, more than nearly 100,000 people have become shaheed, have passed away. Nearly 100,000. Imagine that, my respected brothers. 100,000 nearly, touching. And so when enemy forces enter into any kingdom, what happens is that the city is completely destroyed. So she was very, very intelligent. And we should also make dua that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give aman in the city of Sham, in the area of Sham. People are suffering. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala assist them. And in fact, this is one of the signs of the day of Qiyamah. And Sheikh Qardawi of Egypt, after many years, he usually sided with the Shia group of people. He himself was a Sunni, but what he decided is that Sunni and Shia could be united. And therefore, Qardawi was a man who went to Iran and who met all of the muftians who were Shias, hoping that there would be unity. But after many years of hard labor and effort, Qardawi, Sheikh Qardawi decided, he himself gave a fatwa and he said that what my brothers were telling me in Saudi Arabia, the Sunni scholars and the Muftiyan-e-Izam, that they will never be yours, that they will never be yours. And what we see today is open in front of us, my respected brothers. What happened in Afghanistan? What happened in Afghanistan? Who were the people who stabbed the Sunni Muslims? Who were the people? Who were they? SubhanAllah. Who were the people who assassinated, who murdered Hazrat Umar ibn al-Khattab? Who were the people who murdered Uthman radiallahu ta'ala? Who were the Egyptians? Who were the people of Kufa? The thugs that came to Medina Munawwara and who had no shame. And they put a blade on the neck of Sayyidina Uthman radiallahu ta'ala an. And when they grabbed his beard, Uthman radiallahu ta'ala an said to them, "My son, do you know what you're touching?" Who were they? Who were the people who poisoned Hazrat Hassan radiallahu ta'ala an? Who were the people who martyred Hazrat Hussein radiallahu ta'ala an in Karbala? Tell me, who was in Karbala? Was there a single Sunni at that time who was in Karbala when the Shami people were actually in Syria? And we've covered all that. And so we need to understand history, my respected brothers. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the intelligence to understand. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give the scholars also, the ulama, to speak out who are actually speaking the truth. And this will be one of the signs of the day of Qiyamah. That is why you see Sham to be in turmoil. Because that is the platform. That is the main platform. The people of Sham. So Khair, this is what Bilqis said to the people. That remember, when enemy forces enter into any kingdom, everything is destroyed. So what she said is that I don't wish to enter into a full-scale war with this man, Suleiman. Who is he? I have no knowledge. And so what she said is that we have to tread very carefully. Because the letter was such of Sulaiman alayhi salam, he gave no information of who he was. Sulaiman bas. Submit to me and come to me in submission. Don't rebel against me and come to me in submission. What is she to understand how this man is? What is the intention of this man? So khair, what she said, she came with a plan, a strategy, and she said to her people, worry not, I have a plan. And she said that what I will do is I will want to bribe Sulaiman alayhi salatu wassalam. In the modern terminology, it was bribing. So what would happen is that in a bribe, you give somebody some money or whatever, and in return for a favor that he gives to you. So she said, what I will do is check out the intention of Sulaiman alayhi salam. And she said to the people that greed is a disease that is prevalent in the community, and especially people of power. People of power and greed go hand in hand. And so possibly Sulaiman's intention alayhi salatu wassalam would be that he would want wealth and to salvage the wealth and the economy of Yemen. So let me see what Sulaiman alayhi salatu wassalam has to say. And so she offered a portion from her wealth, and she wanted to send an envoy to Sayyidina Sulaiman alayhi salatu wassalam to go out from Yemen. So what she did is that she gave countless gold bricks and precious stones and also diamonds to Sayyidina Sulaiman alayhi salatu wassalam, and also 100 slaves to Sayyidina Sulaiman alayhi salam. And she also wrote a letter of inviting Sayyidina Sulaiman alayhi salatu wassalam, or whatever this letter was to be given to Hazrat Sulaiman alayhi salatu wassalam. So this envoy comes out of Yemen to go to Sayyidina Sulaiman alayhi salatu wassalam. Now subhanallah, Hazrat Sulaiman alayhi salatu wassalam is the Nabi of Allah. Immediately Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had informed Sulaiman alayhi salatu wassalam of what was happening in Yemen with this queen, Queen Bilqis, what her intentions were. Immediately Allah informed Hazrat Sulaiman alayhi salatu wassalam. Sulaiman alayhi salatu wassalam said, she wants to bribe me, let me show her what Allah has given me. Let me show her what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given me. So Sulaiman alayhi salatu wassalam immediately calls a group of the jinns. And so the jinns come to Sulaiman alayhi salam. And he said that I want you now immediately to lay a new road stretching to 30 miles. And that road is to be made of gold bricks and silver bricks. So from his palace, a road that was to be laid down, a complete new path, stretching the distance of 30 miles, and that is made of gold bricks and silver bricks. And then he said to the jinns, all of you come in front of me, and I want you to stand towards the sides, towards both ends of the pathway. And so the jinns were to stand to both ends of the pathway in complete respect to Sulaiman alayhi salatu wassalam, without moving, like as if they were pillars, so that anybody who came, they would actually see the jinns also. And so the animals came and they said, O Nabi of Allah, do you want us to stand on top of the jinns also? Sulaiman alayhi salam said, bas. And then what he did is that he said to the jinns that I want you to stack 4,000 chairs where the court was to my right and 4,000 chairs to my left. Now these were chairs that were made out of solid gold. Chairs made out of solid gold. And these were chairs for the ministers and the ulama and the scholars of Sulaiman alayhi salatu was salam. Imagine the kingdom that was given to Hazrat Sulaiman alayhi salam. That 4,000 on one side, 4,000 to the left, all scholars, ulama, his companions, and all his ministers were sitting, gold chair. Subhanallah. And Sayyidina Sulaiman alayhi salatu was salam was in the middle. It is said that the birds were on top of Sayyidina Sulaiman alayhi salatu was salam. They would open up the wings to give shade to Sayyidina Sulaiman alayhi salam. And whichever direction he would turn to, they would open the wings in that direction to give comfort to this Nabi of Allah, Sulaiman alayhi salatu was salam. And so what had happened is this envoy that left Yemen, the only way they could come to meet Sayyidina Sulaiman alayhi salatu was salam is to pass from this new path that was built by the jinns. And so when they came to this new road, this path, and when they saw everything around, this grandeur and splendor and majesty of this man, Sulaiman alayhi salam, and the power and the kingdom and the authority of Sulaiman alayhi salatu was salam, they were embarrassed. And they said, what do we do? Do we go back? What are these gold bricks? We are walking on gold bricks and silver bricks. What gift are we going to give him? And so some of them decided that no, Bilqis said we should give the gift and this is what we should do. Khair, this envoy came. Sayyidina Sulaiman alayhi salatu was salam gave them the best of hospitality, treated them with dignity and honor. And then, of course, they were embarrassed. And then they said to Sulaiman alayhi salam that this is a gift that we give you from our queen whose name is Bilqis. And so they were gold bricks and precious stones, diamonds and 100 slaves. Sulaiman alayhi salatu was salam said to them, and this is also mentioned here in this ayat kareema, فَمَا آتَانِيَ اللَّهُ خَيْرٌ مِّمَّا آتَاكُمْ, that what is it that you want to assist me financially? Don't you know that what Allah has given me is better than what you offer me? So he rejected the gifts that came from Bilqis. He said, I don't want the gifts. Now here again, some of the Mufassireen have mentioned that if a leader from amongst the disbelievers was to give a gift to a Muslim leader, is he to accept the gift given to him? Scholars have mentioned that is at the discretion of that Muslim leader. That is at the discretion of that Muslim leader. If he feels that by accepting the gifts, this will only give a positive image of Islam, then he should accept the gifts. And if he feels that this would damage the image of Islam, then he should reject the gifts. So here clearly what had happened, that this was a form of bribery, that Bilqis wanted to know exactly what the intention of Sulaiman alayhi salatu was salam was. And so categorically, Hazrat Sulaiman alayhi salatu was salam said no. And then in fact what he said, بَلْ أَنْتُمْ بِهَدِيَّتِكُمْ تَفْرَحُونَ, that you can boast with your wealth and the gift that you have given and return back. So as they were returning back to Yemen, Sulaiman alayhi salatu was salam gave them a message and said to them, go and tell your queen that if she does not return to me in submission, Sulaiman alayhi salam is coming and marching towards Yemen with a very powerful army that will crush all of you. And so I invite all of you to worship Allah and to come to me in submission. And so the envoy went back. Now in the Quran, it is mentioned that Sayyidina Sulaiman alayhi salatu was salam spoke to them, the envoy that came to Bilqis. They were dumbfounded and awestruck. They did not know how to start and speak to Bilqis. And they said to Bilqis that what a man he is, what a man he is. We have not seen such kingdom given to any king. that everything in the creation is there to obey him. And they said that we have seen this makhluk, the jinns, this creation, the jinns that obey him, powerful and strong people, that the animals obey him. We have seen the wealth that this man has, that whatever he decides happens. And so they said to Bilqis that there is no way for our people to fight Sulaiman alayhi salatu wassalam. Again, Bilqis was a very intelligent woman. And she said that when this letter was given to me, I knew that this man was not just a king, but a godly individual, but a godly person. And fighting this man is like fighting with God. Fighting this man is like fighting with God. So Bilqis said to her people that I have decided to surrender to Sulaiman alayhi salatu wassalam. And she said to her people that all of you must also surrender and let us go to Sulaiman alayhi salatu wassalam and make peace with him. And so initially what had happened is that the second time round, Bilqis prepared for this journey to go and meet up with Sayyidina Sulaiman alayhi salatu wassalam. She took with her approximately 100,000 strong men. And this was not an army, of course, just a group of people to visit Sayyidina Sulaiman alayhi salatu wassalam. 100,000 men to go to Sayyidina Sulaiman alayhi salatu wassalam. It is said that Sayyidina Sulaiman alayhi salatu wassalam was outside and he saw this dust cloud looming in the horizon. And so he said to the jinns that, what is this that I see? So the jinn said to him, Hazrat, this is Bilqis and her people that are coming to you in submission. So Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam looked at them and he said, the distance is approximately in English of 3 miles. How many miles? Just 3 miles. That in 3 miles they will come to Sulaiman alayhi salatu wassalam. And so Hazrat Sulaiman alayhi salatu wassalam was informed by Wahi that the most precious possession of Bilqis is her throne, her arsh, the throne. And what she would do is that whenever she would travel, she would make sure that the throne is kept somewhere secure. It is kept in an impregnable enclosure, that there is no possibility for anyone to actually get there. And only herself and a few individuals knew where the throne was. And so Sulaiman alayhi salatu wassalam said to the jinns that who will get for me the arsh, the throne of Bilqis before Bilqis comes here, before Bilqis arrives here, just in 3 miles. Subhanallah. And the Quran says, قَالَ عِفْرِيتٌ مِّنَ الْجِنِّ قَالَ عِفْرِيتٌ مِّنَ الْجِنِّ عِفْرِيتٌ مِّنَ الْجِنِّ This huge, giant figure jinn, this giant figure jinn said to Sulaiman alayhi salam, عِفْرِيتٌ مِّنَ الْجِنِّ Huge jinn. أَنَا آتِيكَ بِهِ قَبْلَ أَن تَكُومَ مِن مَقَامِكَ O Nabi of Allah, before you stand, the arsh will be in front of you. Allahu Akbar. Imagine that. The kingdom that was given to him. Hazrat, before you stand, and she had secured this in 7 castles, all inside one another. In 7 castles, all inside one another. This impregnable enclosure. There was no way a person could just go inside. And he is saying, before you stand, I will get the arsh of Bilqis in front of you. Sulaiman alayhi salatu wassalam said, I want something even faster. What did he say? I want something even faster. By fast. Everything should be fast. Abi Sulaiman, everything very fast. And subhanallah, what happened is that there was a buzrug, a wali of Allah. Some have said he was the companion of Sulaiman alayhi salam. Asif ibn Bakhtiyar. Asif ibn Bakhtiyar. His name was Asif. He was a man who knew Ismi Azam. And Ismi Azam is the names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that if you were to mention certain names of Allah in a synchronized manner, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would immediately accept your dua. And so this is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he knew Ismi Azam. His name was Asif. And so he said, Asif stood up and he said, this jinn, let him sit down. Hazrat, you want it faster? Before the blinking of your eye, before you could blink again, before you could blink again, the arsh will be in front of you. You say yes, and I will do it. Sulaiman alayhi salam smiled at Asif. He said, yes, get it for me. And immediately the Quran says, فَلَمَّا رَآهُ مُسْتَقِرًا عِنْدَهُ. Immediately he said yes, and the arsh was in front of Sulaiman alayhi salam. And this was through Ismi Azam. Ismi Azam. And so that is why the scholars have mentioned that Ismi Azam is the most powerful formula that can be given to any individual. And this was actually the karamat or the tasarruf of this man whose name is Asif. And so, subhanallah, when the arsh was there, what did Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam do? The first thing he did is praised Allah. He said, قَالَ هَذَا مِنْ فَضْلِ رَبِّي. Now, this is the fadl of my Allah. لِيَبْلُوَنِي أَشْكُرْ أَمْ أَكْفُرْ. He wants to test me that am I doing shukr? Am I being grateful to Allah? Or do I show no gratitude to Him? وَمَنْ شَكَرَ فَإِنَّمَا يَشْكُرُ لِنَفْسِي وَمَنْ كَفَرَ فَإِنَّ رَبِّي غَنِيٌّ كَرِيمٌ. And he praised Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Khair, before Bilqis could arrive, the arsh of Bilqis was already in the possession of Sayyidina Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam. Inshallah ta'ala, if Allah wills, we shall continue in the next session. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Allahumma taqabbal minna wa tub alayna innaka antat tawwabur rahim. Nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Sami'na wa ata'na ghufranaka rabbana wa ilayka al-masir. Bi rahmatika ya arhamar rahimin.